years ago, they referred to it as coal oil.
Is that what your parents called it?
No, ma'am, my parents didn't. My parents called it kerosene, but many people during my early childhood would refer to it as coal oil.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose because they thought that all of it come off the top of coal, you
uh-huh.
know.
That's quite interesting. I never heard that when I was growing up. What do you call a long-legged hog that has a thin body and a long snout? And I think they used to run around wild.
Piney Woods Rooter.
Okay. What do you call an itching soreness between somebody's toes that you get from going around barefooted?
Well, ground itch. Before it got to be athlete's foot.
Well, now, would those be the same?
No, ma'am, it wouldn't be the same. Ground itch is come from some kind of a fungus, I believe. Athlete's foot, I believe, is a fungus. But this ground itch,
yeah.
It comes from what kind of little... Something that gets under the skin.
Is it a worm or something?
Something resembling a ringworm.
Uh-huh.
But ground it doesn't necessarily have to be a ringworm, I don't think.
I thought it came from a lot of times, dew off the grass and such as that.
It's a poison. I thought it was a poison, but I've also known people refer to it as a ringworm causing it.
Mm-hmm. But anyhow, you do get it from going barefooted outside.
Yes. Uh-huh. It's different from athlete's foot.
What do people call homemade whiskey?
Stump rum.
Put that up.
And what about cheap whiskey?
No. Just put it up. We won't stay up there.
I can't think of some names.
Well, have you
ever been referred to by many names?
Sure.
What?
Names for cheap whiskey. Have you ever heard it called Rot Gut or White Lightning?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Both of those?
White Lightning, Rot Gut, yes, ma'am.
Okay. What do you call things that children like to play with? The general term. Like for Christmas, a child.
Play putties, play things. The common name would be play putty.
Okay.
You can't get out of that.
Now, let's see. If we were talking about ringing a bell, you might ask me, has the bell been...
rung?
And the answer might be, yes, this morning they...
rang the bell.
Okay. If we were talking about the rising of the sun, you might ask me, has the sun...
come up?
No, I'm talking about rising now. Say, has the sun, the word rise.
Rose.
Yeah. And I might tell you, yes, at 6 o'clock today, the sun.
Same. Rose.
Yeah, fine. If we were talking about riding a horse, you might ask, has that horse ever been
ridden?
And I might answer, yes, yesterday someone
rode the horse.
If we were talking about dragging a stump out of a field, you might ask me, has that stump been
pulled out of the field?
Use the word dragging. Has the stump been
drug out?
And I might answer, yes, yesterday we
drug the stump.
If we were talking about doing some work, you might ask, has the work already been
done?
And I might answer, yes, yesterday they
done the work.
If we were talking about climbing trees, you might ask me, has that tree over there ever been